Hello, it's Peter here from Proms Interactive, just after a fantastic, the first fantastic composer profile at the Royal College of Music. I'm standing here with Tom Service, just wondering what links you think you can draw between tonight's pieces.
Well, I think there are a lot of very strong links. There's this very strange phenomenon about all of them. Jörg Wittmann's piece, Con Brio, doesn't actually quote the Beethoven 7 or Beethoven 8th symphonies. It was originally commissioned to be a kind of, you know, the filling in a Beethoven sandwich in Munich last year. And but you do hear this repeated, which is, of course, the rhythm for the first movement of the Beethoven 7th symphony. Not really a quotation, but he kind of distorts it and plays around with it quite a lot. The Mozart, too, the violin concerto in the final movement, as Mozart himself said, I played my Strasbourg concerto last night and it went like oil. And what he meant by that is that there's a tune, a folk tune, it turns out, in the finale, which is called the Strasbourger. So, you know, that's a piece that incorporates something. And the Bruckner 3, in this original version, 1873 version, incorporates quotations, some of them not very obvious, but some of them quite obvious, to Wagner. So there's this idea of kind of quotation. But I think more than that is a sense of, I think, what hearing the Wittmann will do at the start of the program will let you hear the thing that I know Wittmann's music, that Jörg wants us to do when we hear Beethoven or when we hear Mozart, when we hear music it's familiar, and also what tonight's conductor Jonathan Nutt wants us to do, which is to hear the extremity in something like Bruckner's Third Symphony, which is a piece full of contrast between the grandest things on the hugest scale and tiny details, contrast between polka music and religious music at the same time, and great violence and great intensity. And also, even in the Mozart, you know, sure, it's a show-off piece that he wrote to show off he was a good violinist, but there is a real fineness of expression in it. The slow movement, for example, those muted strings, really he's working with colours which were for the time absolutely extreme. So I would say the connections are, one hand, slightly thing, quotation thing, but more importantly this idea of an expressive extremity, and that's what Wittmann's all about, and that's what Jonathan Nutt and this orchestra are all about.
Great, thanks very much for speaking to us.